Hey, this is Tyler Childers, and you're listening to WSKV 104.9.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Bluegrass Breakout here on Pickup Country 104.9 FM WSKV and on the web at listenlikealocal.com. I want to welcome you to the Hollerhood today, and we've got a special guest host in the studio with us. Please join me in welcoming Miss Jen Tackett. Welcome, Jen.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Hey, it's so great to have you here. I know you had to travel quite a long way to get here.
You know, it was just an hour.
Exactly an hour,
except that I was set back a little by a tree that had to be cut down the road.
And the story you tell about it was the best, because, like, I sometimes, you know, I see those things that are freak occurrences, and I'm like, did I really experience that? Share with people what you experienced on the way here.
Well, I was driving down the road, and I saw a tree fall. And I was like, did I just see just, like, a random tree fall in the woods? And I was so excited, and then, you know, I went to that, you know, does a Jennifer Tackett see a tree fall in the woods? Well, she does. But then I got up close, and they were cutting it down. So I was like, I did not see this just random tree fall in the woods. But I was like immediately like, oh, my gosh, I hope that wasn't like on the road and everybody's okay. But no, it was planned. It didn't
didn't make it any less weird, I'm sure, to see
well,
it.
It was. Yeah, it was really weird. I don't think I've ever seen that. But we talk a lot about deadfall, you know, being out in the woods.
Right.
You got to worry about that stuff.
True.
So I've been lucky. I've never had to experience that.
Well, now, for folks who do not know you, they're not familiar with you, you are an artist yourself. You make music. You write. You sing. You play an instrument. But you're way more involved with music than that. Tell folks what your actual, like, job career is.
Right. Well, I work with Kentucky 4-H, and I'm on campus at the University of Kentucky as a 4-H specialist. So I was a county 4-H agent for 9 years, and then I've been on campus for almost 8 years, and I'm in charge of state-level programming in communication and expressive arts. So if you've ever heard of the speech competitions, the county 4-H speech competitions, I'm in charge of when they come to campus and compete with kids from all across the state. And then the other big program that I work with is the Kentucky 4-H Performing Arts Troupe, and that's high schoolers from all across Kentucky that audition, and there are 17 of them I have this year, and they learn like a 45-minute set of music and travel around and play and learn about, you know, not just how to be a better performer, but be a better, you know, team member and leader, and hopefully steer them into some career paths in the performing arts that they become interested through the program.
Now, that was news to me. I had no idea. I thought I was well-versed in 4-H. And in itself, 4-H is an incredible program. It really is. No matter what county you're in, if they're doing activities, it's awesome. But I had no idea that the arts, that they were actually doing things with the arts. And you were telling me that the bulk of your students right now are from Western Kentucky. And I was like, why aren't they beating your door down from East Kentucky? So I'm thinking, well, maybe people are like me and they didn't know this was an option. How do young people find out about this, or how do they get in touch with the program if they want to participate?
Right. Well, I started the program when I came into this position 7 years ago. So it is a very new, it's not a very traditional 4-H program as far as, you know, we've always done crafts and that type of thing. Mm-hmm. But as far as, like, you know, visual arts and drama and music and dance, that's fairly new to 4-H as a whole. It came on the national level just about 7 years ago. And Georgia and Tennessee had pretty large performing arts troupe. And so I've visited with their directors and kind of figured out how to put ours together. And ours looks a little bit different. So it is fairly new. But yeah, if you want to go to Kentucky4H.org and click on Expressive Arts, there's a link to the performing arts page with all the information. But it's for high school kids. So if you're graduating going to graduate eighth grade, and then you're through senior in high school. You fill out an application, which includes like a resume and kind of why you're interested in the performing arts. And then we have our huge conference on campus in June, which is 4-H Teen Conference, and they do a live audition for our judges. And so we've had kids from all parts of the state, but a bulk of our kids come from the western part of the state, and a lot of them are big into bluegrass and country music, which makes me happy. I love all kinds of music, but you know, we've had some mandolin players and banjo players and some really good fiddle players come from the western part of the state too. So it's really cool. But yeah, I want as many kids to have this opportunity as possible. Because I mentioned careers before, but every year we take them on a 3-day trip to either Eastern, Central, or Western Kentucky, or Nashville. And I kind of rotate through those locations every 4 years, so it's different for the kids. But I want to introduce them to all types of careers. Mm-hmm. The first year that I did it, I only had 4 kids, and now I have 17. And we took them to a Broadway production of The Lion King. And I had a little boy from Wolf County who was a drummer. Hi, John. And we saw The Lion King, and he was like, I never thought being a drummer that being in a Broadway production was something that just hadn't crossed his mind. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I think 4-H is just all about helping these kids find their spark. And because, you know, some kids don't know what all's out there that's available to them as far as following their passion. And so that's what I want to help these kids do through performing arts, whether it's, you know, being a booking agent, you know, because everybody knows that you can record music and that type of thing. But what about the people doing sound? So I have a kid this year that he's decided, he's been with me 4 years and he's getting ready to graduate. And I'm going to be sad when he leaves, because I'm always sad when they leave. But he wants to be a sound technician now. You know, he wants to, you know, travel around with bands and do that. So I'm pretty blessed that I get the opportunity to introduce these kids to those type of things.
Well, the other thing is that opens door for radio. Because
absolutely.
Our general manager, Ethan, if it weren't for him knowing the audio side, and he actually did travel with bands when he was much younger, and him knowing all of that, I mean, that is kind of the foundation that we're standing on at
absolutely.
This point. And so, I mean, and I see your point how, you know, that makes such a difference, because schools are limited to what they can do as far as really preparing a child for a career, or even to get an idea of what career they want. Right. So that is just, that's incredible. It has to be rewarding.
Oh gosh, I love it. Don't make me cry. No, I mean, I'm so lucky. And like I said, I remember watching Lion King, and these kids, you know, they had, I think none of them had ever been to a Broadway production.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just in awe. I was in awe too, it was my second Broadway production. And you know, me and the other 4-H agent, she was from Wolf County at the time, and we were just sitting there crying, because it was just like, you just saw these little light bulbs going off in these kids, and that's what it's all about.
Absolutely. All right. Well, I tell you what, let's go ahead and play a song, and we'll kind of regroup for a little bit and come back and talk some more. But these guys that I'm going to play, you know them, you love them, I know them, I love them. Brother Smith.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, how can you not love them?
I know.
Did you ever see the pictures where they went into the nursing home and they had the cowboy concert that they did with Grayson Jenkins?
Yes, they have the best hearts, and they actually played at Kentucky 4-H Teen Conference.
Really?
And yeah, I had them come in, and they played at an event we had at Bluegrass Stockyards, and the kids love them. And not to like say, but I can't say enough about Wes and Aaron and their hearts. And mm-hmm. there were kids at the end coming up and wanting to look at their guitars and talking to them, and they were doing it. And I was like, I love you guys so much, because, you know, this is your future musicians.
Absolutely.
And your future audience members right here.
Sowing seed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I love those guys.
All right. Well, here is Brother Smith with Drink the River.
All deep and dying, praying, crying. cars are crashing, thugs staring at the wreckage, and there's no one moving. Sounds are soothing, four voices at once rang and now gone mute. And I can live a life. I can drink the river dry. Oh, and I can live a life. And I can
It's Murphy's Law. What can go wrong will go wrong. And when will it go wrong? As soon as your warranty is up. But here at Means Do It Center, we get it. From now until December 31st, purchase any Speed Queen washer or dryer home model and receive a special extended 10-year warranty. If that offer isn't good enough, we will do the work for you. Walk out the door with the warranty registration completed top to bottom. We've got everything you need and more at the Do It Center store.
They got everything I need and more at the Do It Center store.
The live show you just have to experience. Zach Brown Band, live.
A little bit of chicken pie.
The Owl Tour, Spring 2020. With special guest Amos Lee and Pooh Bear and Sasha Sirota. Friday, March 6th, Rupp Arena. Pre-sale for City Card members now through Thursday at 10 p.m. before the general public on sale Friday at noon. Get tickets at ZachBrownBand.com.
Park Regional Medical Center, serving Kentucky since 1917. With our new $85 million campus, we now offer expanded services, promising to meet all your healthcare needs. Together, making our communities healthier. That's the promise of Clark.
All right, folks, you are listening to Bluegrass Breakout here on Pickup Country 104.9 FM WSKV. I could just sit here and rap with Jen all afternoon and totally forget you guys are here with us. I'm so sorry. But anyway, we were talking before the break there about your involvement with the 4-H and how rewarding that is. Now, you're also doing another kind of job, I guess it would be, for Country Boy. What is it you're doing for them?
Yeah, so I book music for their Georgetown location. And Country Boy is very supportive of the local music scene and the regional, just Kentucky music. And they contacted me about, me contracting me to get music there every weekend, every Friday and Saturday from 7 to 9. And we've had some amazing artists come through there, and working on 2020 now. Country Boy is just that place. It's very much like a family. Mm-hmm. And I'm so thankful that they give me that opportunity and that they want to make such a difference in the Kentucky music scene and really support the artists.
Now, I've been to the Georgetown location before, and for folks who travel in that area or would like to just go check it out, it is a really, really nice place just to go spend some time.
It's so nice.
And
yeah.
And the fact that they've got the indoor and the outdoor, we were playing cornhole out on their patio. It's a very comfortable, relaxed place. And it's so weird to me because it's like you've got all this thing happening and it seems to kind of be out by itself. Like, you would expect to be going to a place like that downtown or, right next to a mall or something. And you kind of feel like you're driving out in the country and then, whoop, there it is.
Right. You're in the country with Country Boys.
You're in the country with Country. But it is. It's a really super nice place. And so who is coming up this weekend? I'll put you on the spot.
That's
I'm sorry.
Okay. No. I think on Saturday it's Magnolia Vale, if you've ever heard those ladies. They have like Judd style harmony and they are fantastic. And then Kenny Owens is there Friday night. So Kenny Owens, if you haven't heard him, he is fantastic. He's just a great showman and entertainer, and everybody has fun when Kenny comes out. And then Magnoliaville is Saturday night. And like I said, they're two sisters and they just have that blood harmony and they're so good. They have a there's a video out floating around Facebook of them doing some Judd song, but that's how I found them, and they're just really, really good, really, really sweet girls. So we're excited to have them come out. And Clark Sexton will be there next Friday. So after you go shopping, and maybe you don't want turkey, you just want beer on Friday, you can come out there and listen to Clark. He's playing from 5 to 7 before the game.
Or maybe you need to console yourself for all the money you spent at Black Friday.
This is true. Have your shopping guilt. Drink your shopping guilt away with Country Boy and Clark Sexton.
There you go. Hey, it sounds like a great thing to me. But now, in addition to working with all these other musically talented people, we've been airing you on our station. You performed your part of Compass Roses,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And how did that come to be?
Well, I met Melissa. I was booking for our local farmers market. They wanted to have music. And one Saturday, there was an open mic at Red Steak Taps that used to be in Georgetown before it burnt down. And there was a bunch of people that played an open mic. And I just kind of sent out a call to those people to see if they wanted to come and play at the farmers market. And I think one day, like Melissa, it was raining. And she couldn't perform. So I said, well, next weekend I'm supposed to, why don't you come out? And she just has this beautiful, like, angelic voice. And we started singing together. And so we started playing together. And then we recorded some songs. And she's fabulous. And she's doing a lot of solo stuff now, too. It's hard when you have little ones to get two moms together to practice.
So, I can imagine.
Yeah.
I can imagine. Now, you are doing stuff solo now, and how long have you been involved in music? I mean, like, where did it start for you?
Well, I will tell you, there's a family friend that he tells this story every time I see him out in Georgetown, but when I was, like, around 4, you know, standing on the kitchen table, and he laughs and tells everybody that my first paying gig was he would give me a quarter to sing Hey Good Looking. So, on a kitchen table. So I've been singing, you know, my entire life and in church and in choir and that type of thing and writing. You know, I think I can remember the first song I wrote was like in third grade and it was way 80s.
Way
sounding.
80s. Well, you know, I'm going to say this just for anybody out there listening who appreciates 80s music. You know, I heard people talk the most stink about 80s music in the 90s and forward. And it's like, now I'm kind of like, ooh, take that. Because you can't turn on the TV anymore that there's not an 80s song backing up a commercial. So it has some value to somebody somewhere, right?
You say that, like, 80s. I have to work to not just do 80s covers when I play, okay? Because I would sing all the 80s covers. I would do Little Red Corvette.
Oh, yeah.
And I like to take, like, songs that you wouldn't, like, Safety Dance. That's a song. That's
I
a cover
that
I do. And, you know, I like to make, like, take them and change them around and kind of, you know, do my gin version of them, I guess. But I do Drive by the Cars. I love the Cars growing up. And, you know, I think the 80s gets a bad rap because they were all neon and some of it was kind of cheeky, but man, the song Drive is just a fantastic song. I mean,
there was so much great music though that came out of that era. There really, really was.
Oh yeah.
And even your one hit wonders that they did one thing that made it to radio and that's all you heard. I mean, if you really listened, there was a lot of good stuff.
Oh yeah. And see, my first music memory is hearing, which it would have been, I'm not going to say what year because I don't want to give away my age, but I was really little and I remember hearing my dad playing Blondie on a stereo system.
Yeah.
So I am a big Deborah Harry fan. And so I do Heart of Glass a lot too. I mean, yeah, there's just so much good music in the 80s. And so, yeah, I have to like make myself like, okay, Jennifer, you can't just do all 80s covers all the time. But I usually, if I post a cover on Instagram, Facebook, it's usually 80s.
Well, you can come sing 80s to me. I'm good with that. Matter of fact, I've been kind of bouncing this off of different people in my circle of friends. Like, you know, everybody knows that Elton John is coming to perform at Rupp, right? And my parents just, I'll tell you how old I am. I'll be 50 next year. My parents had the album, the double album of Goodbye Yellow Brick Road.
Oh, wow.
It was released when I was 3. And I remember hearing it in my home when I was 3 and 4 years old and loved it. And as I grew up and became a teenager and cassette tapes were the thing, I could no longer listen to it. So I had to buy the cassette.
Yeah.
I burn up that CD or that cassette twice. I had to replace it. When CDs became available, I bought a CD of it. I ended up with 2 or 3 of those because it's one of those, I don't know if you remember, but CDs, you loan them out, you might not ever see them again, right? So, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. This is like almost 50 years now that this, and he's coming to Lexington again. I've seen him. He's absolutely the best concert performer I've ever seen. And I've seen him twice. And I'm thinking, who's doing the tribute show for Elton John before he comes?
I mean, oh man.
Would that not be awesome?
Yeah.
With the crew that, you know, we all know and love. I mean, and so I've kind of been bouncing that off. I'm hoping somebody is going to, you know, we've got to do that so I can help plan that and
that would be fantastic.
We can make that happen because, again, and he's not just 80s, he's 70s, 80s, he's
He's spans.
Timeless.
Yeah, he is. He is. He really is.
But anyway, I don't know how we got. I did it.
It's fine. But you know, you were talking about vinyl records. Like I collect vinyl records and I love them because I have a 6-year-old little boy and I grew up like sitting there. Like I can remember just staring at the Rolling Stones, Some Girls album cover and just being like, this is art and I love it. And so I really, you know, digital music is it's, you know, great. And I think it enables a lot of people to hear it, but I want my little boy to like have a physical copy to look at and enjoy. And because that album art was just such a big part mm-hmm. of the music to me growing up and just flipping through those and even cassettes and CDs. Like when I was in high school, the first thing you did when you got in your friend's car was look through their CDs,
oh, yeah.
you know, to find out what you were going to. And that's not the same getting on your phone. That's so boring.
Yeah, you're right. I really hadn't thought about it like that, but you are absolutely right. And it is, if you're a listener and you get this article or this product in your hand and you're able to look at it, you get to see more of that artist's expression to kind of add to what you hear. Now, see, for me, being part of the MTV generation back when MTV was music, you know, I was in that generation that was the first, you know, yeah. to get a hold of it. And for me, that, I think, just solidified my love for music because now, all of a sudden, the stories I had painted in my head weren't necessarily the stories that the artist wanted to tell.
Absolutely.
And so I got to see all of these different levels and layers of that artist that I already liked.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And so you're right, that the whole art that goes with music and all of those pieces. Yeah, I can see what you mean by that, how important that is.
Oh, yeah. I still remember the first music video I ever saw on MTV, and it was Owner of a Lonely Heart.
Oh!
And do you remember how creepy that video was?
It was.
Like,
it
he
was.
Turned with on the faucet and the worms. Eagle.
Yes.
No. So creepy. So that's probably why I'll never forget it, because maybe it traumatized me.
Yeah. Well, yeah, okay, I can see that. Well, you know, and at the time, everybody was acting like, well, these music videos, it's just a temporary thing. That's not going to last. And it's still, to this day, they're making videos before you even hear stuff on radio yet.
Right, right.
So,
I love it.
I do too.
Of all the things.
All the things. All right. Well, speaking of loving all the things, let's get to some Kentucky music because I'm going to have her get on mic here in a little bit and play. And we're going to talk to her more about her music experience and how she's developed that. In the meantime, though, we're going to hear from Grayson Jenkins. He just released his EP, Cowboy Dream. And this is a tune off of that called Dear Katie. Here he is, Grayson Jenkins. We'll be back with more from Jen in just a little bit.
Hello, Katie, dear, it's been some years since I've seen your face. Heard you got a couple of kids, a white-collar man, in a real nice place. Me, I'm still out here on the road trying to figure out who I am. Sometimes I wonder where we'd be if I'd put that ring on your hand. Maybe we could have made it work if I didn't hurt you by the way I favored myself all the time. And maybe if I heard you say when I walked away that love like yours ain't easy. If it weren't for pride, maybe if I only tried, maybe I'd be holding you tonight. Yes, I'm the beat down, broken fool, but that you already know. Because a wise man wouldn't be riding this, wouldn't let you go. Maybe we could have made it work if I didn't hurt you by the way I feathered myself all the time. And maybe if I heard you say when I walked away that a love like yours ain't easy to find. And maybe if it weren't for pride, maybe if I only tried, maybe I'd be holding you tonight. Maybe I'd be holding you, maybe I'd be holding you, Katie, I'd be holding you tonight.
pickup country.
Today is Thursday, November 21st, and taking a look at our three-day forecast, for today a 10% chance of scattered sprinkles with isolated showers, increasing clouds with a high near 65. For tonight, a 70% chance of showers, cloudy with a low around 46. For Friday, an 80% chance of showers with a steady temperature around 51 degrees. For Friday night, a 50% chance of showers, cloudy with a low around 39. And for your Saturday, showers are likely, cloudy with a high near 53, chance of precipitation is 70%. For Saturday night, a 50% chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 32.
Millions of fans have witnessed the concert experience that launched a one-of-a-kind rock holiday tradition. Trans-Siberian Orchestra, live in concert. The show that started it all. The all-new Christmas Eve and Other Stories, like you've never seen it before. Presented by Hallmark Channel. December 5th, Rupp Arena. The power of rock, combined with the majesty of classical. Reserved seats are on sale now at LiveNation.com. A portion of all proceeds to benefit Kentucky Children's Hospital. December 5th, Rupp Arena. Don't miss Trans-Siberian Orchestra's all-new Christmas Eve and Other Stories live.
Your Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram time
is 1:41.
Attorney Teddy Flint has represented people with injuries for many years. Teddy Flint represents people who have been injured on a contingency fee basis, which means he doesn't get paid unless he recovers damages for you. These damages may include money for pain and suffering, in addition to lost earning capacity and expenses associated with medical treatment. Teddy also takes cases involving injuries at work, including harassment and wrongful termination. If you can no longer work, Teddy Flint and his associates can help you obtain your Social Security benefits. Call Teddy Flint for a free consultation, and remember, he doesn't get paid unless you do. This is an advertisement. Court costs may be the responsibility of the client.
And we're back here with Jen Tackett for some Bluegrass Breakout.
Hi.
And yeah, we've been just like, I've been totally forgetting that we have sponsors and weather to report and things. Speaking of weather, temperature on the pickup country porch right now, 50 degrees, and the Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram time is 1:42. We're having a great time already, and we haven't even gotten through your story. So you love music as a child. Where did you go with it? Did you, through school? Tell us where, how you got to where you are doing music.
Well, I grew up on a farm in Georgetown, and always loved music and wrote, you know, and I always laugh. My mom was really integral in my love for the arts, because in the summer, me and my brother, we would stay at home at the house by ourselves. My dad would be out on the farm working, but my mom would give us homework, and we would have to do book reports. And one summer, you know, we had to put on a puppet show where we had to like build the props and everything. And we had to watch musicals and do like reports at dinner about those things. And, you know, I laugh. I was like, Mom, you were so Pinterest, like before Pinterest even existed, because we had one of those felt Christmas trees mm-hmm. that we got to decorate when we was little. But, you know, now people are like, oh, look what I found on Pinterest. It's like Rachel Boykin was doing that way back in the day. So I always had this love, and me and my brother, we laughed, like we're probably the only farm kids like singing Valley High from South Pacific, like, you know, running on hay bales. But so early on, just, you know, really appreciated music and art. And I was going to be a music teacher. I knew always that I wanted to teach and work with younger kids. And when I got to high school, I was in choir and singers and did all that. And I was going to study music, and I always loved agriculture, but I wasn't in FFA until my senior year.
Me too.
Oh, really? And so I was in this horticulture class, and I remember this moment. This is not how I got into music, but I feel like just kind of how I got here. But I remember this, there was this boy who was also like in my algebra class that just struggled in algebra. And I saw him in like in my horticulture class, he was not in horticulture, but he was working in the shop one day, and he was just like in his zone. And I was like, man, I love what vocational education does for kids. And I think it's so important. And I was like, this is where I want to do. This is, I feel like I need to make sure that there's a place for all kids in the school and that they can find something that they're good at. And I think that, you know, not every kid is going to be great at reading and math, but they're an awesome welder, and they can build anything you want. And so I became really passionate about vocational education. And so I ended up going to the University of Kentucky College of Ag and pursuing a degree in agriculture education. And so that's how I kind of ended up in 4-H. And it's kind of, everything comes full circle. And then when I came to this position, you know, National 4-H was like, well, we're going to add music and expressive arts to our curriculum. And I was like, oh, so that's how I kind of got here, you know. But music, I think I took, when I started doing this position as a specialist, I was like, well, I'll take some music classes, you know, because I've always, you know, loved music and I've written it, but I've never, like, you know, I've just learned everything by ear mostly. You know, I faked it in choir. I wasn't reading notes very well. So I was like, well, I'll take some classes. And I ended up taking Appalachian music with Dr. Ron Penn. And my class project was to write a ballad and record it. And that got me back. I hadn't written in a long, long time. And we wrote a ballad for the class and recorded it. And that really kind of got me back into songwriting after a long time. And I love the recording process. And that got me kind of, I met some people in the local music scene, and that really got me out and supporting and finding all these local people and got me back out at, you know, open mics and stuff and kind of back in the music scene.
So the songwriting, we were talking a little bit earlier, I think off mic, about your process for that. Is that something that the more that you write, do you find yourself digging deeper and finding new things to write about? Or is it something that you kind of keep going back to tried and true things that then something spins out of it? How does that work?
Well, I think, like, sometimes I get inspired by things that I go through. You know, a lot of the stuff that I've written is something that I've gone through or a really good friend has gone through. But, you know, sometimes it smacks you in the face and you're like, oh, okay, I got to write about that. And then other times it's like you get a little line or something, or you know, think of something. And then I put it in my notes in my phone and I'm like, I don't know where that's going to. And then you come back to it and you're like, okay, there it is. There mm-hmm. it is. That's where that's supposed to be. And, you know, and then sometimes I think that as artists, we need to look at what's going on around us too. And, you know, recently I served on a farmer suicide committee, at the University of Kentucky, and, you know, the farmer suicide rates are the highest of any occupation in our country. And so that hits home as somebody mm-hmm. who grew up on a farm and works in it, has, you know, works for the College of Agriculture. And so, you know, I've thought about that. And so I've written songs based upon things that are going on around me. So that's kind of my process. Usually it comes as a line and a melody together. And then I'm like praying that I can play it on guitar, that I can figure it out. So yeah, that's kind of how that goes. But I have to, my mom is like, oh gosh, you know, your songs are so sad. And, so I wrote a song called Sad Songs for My Mom. And it's, you know, kind of like, you know, I'm the happy girl that sings the sad songs. You know, sometimes the hardest, things to say are the easiest to write. And kind of that's where I'm, you know, I deal with things through that and deal with past things. It's not necessarily I'm in them at that moment, but it may be, you know, I'm like, oh gosh, you know, I remember that. And that's how I kind of process it. And then you let it go.
Now, how can we teach people that are in need of healing and in need of, let's say, music therapy? How do you teach people to use some of the things that you as a songwriter use as your profession or as what you do? How can you teach that to people on a small scale to heal themselves?
Well, that's actually a program that I'm hoping to do in 4-H this next year with some inner city kids in the Fayette County area. But I think it's just a kind of having them putting down emotions and kind of creating like a web of like their story. I think, you know, usually you start out with saying, you know, what does the soundtrack of your life look like? You know, what songs make out your soundtrack, or what are these moments in your life that you feel are life changing? And I think that once you start them there, and then you kind of like do like a writing web type thing, or what are the emotions that are attached to this? And then, you know, songwriting is so different and personal for everybody, but it's also just, I can teach, like a ballad writing is a very easy method to it. You know, there's A, B, you know, those rhyme patterns and those syllable patterns. And most, you know, most kids and adults understand that. I've taught songwriting to, I did it with actually Teresa Prince at her school with kindergartens all the way up through fifth grade. And I've done it with high schoolers, and I've done it with adults. And with the cool thing about ballad writing, which I learned in Dr. Penn's class, is there is a method to the madness, you know, that's easy for people that maybe, you know, aren't as creative, or, you know, can't figure out. But so it's a really kind of easy puzzle to put together. So it's basically figuring out those feelings that are attached to whatever you're going through, and kind of putting those pieces together in this ballad format. So that's an easy way for people to kind of work through that. Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, songwriting is a very introspective thing. And I think that it does help. It helps heal people. And, you know, it kind of gets those things out. You know, I think that anytime anybody's going through something, anytime any of my friends, I'm like, write that down.
Oh, yeah.
Write that down. Get it out.
Use it. Yeah. Well, we are going to hear a tune from, he's this East Kentucky fella. I don't know, y'all might have heard of him. He's on our wall here. He has been nominated. I know you all heard me yesterday during Tradio. Woohoo! Tyler Childers, of course, has been nominated for his first Grammy. And I'm going to go ahead and prophesy his first of many. But we are going to hear one of his songs. And it's actually one of my favorites. It's off of Bottles and Bibles, called Detroit. And part of why I like it is because of the history of Eastern Kentucky people going up north looking for opportunity, and kind of thinking along the lines of what you were talking about, that if you're feeling it, share it. When I hear this, I think how many young men from East Kentucky felt exactly like him when he says, the sidewalks are always jammed in this town. You know,
yeah,
you know that coming from the beauty of these hills and going to Detroit has to be pretty traumatic in itself.
Oh, yeah.
Even if you are making money. It's,
right.
It's got to be traumatic. So that's what we're going to hear. Congratulations again, Tyler. I'm just going to wear it out. We're so excited for you. Here he is, Tyler Childers with Detroit.
One, two, three.
Reading and writing. Route 23, it's hard to believe we made it this far. So come on, boys, and grab your coats. Detroit's waiting, get in the car. You have seen, and I ain't a gambler, but I'd bet the farm that Detroit's a gold mine waiting for me. Refuse. instead of working on cars that I can't afford. My pockets are empty, my patience is torn. Oh, look what's become of me. I'm fine, I'm working real hard, and I pray every night. So don't you worry, I'm happy and free. Detroit's been like a blessing to me.
Ghost of Hank Bill. this Saturday night, November the 23rd. It's another great night of fantastic bluegrass music and family entertainment at Metagreen Appalachian Music Park, featuring a great group from Hazard, Kentucky, the McLean Family Band. Also performing, the Moorhead Mountain Music Ambassador.
If I was on some foggy mountain top, I'd sail away to the west. I'd sail all around this whole wide world to the one I love the best.
Showtime is 6 p.m., but admission is just $15 at the door. Children 12 and under get in free. The Music Hall has theater-style seating and a great concession stand with burgers, dogs, drinks, and snacks.
My baby thinks he's a train. He makes his whistle stop, then he's gone again.
That's this Saturday night, 6 p.m. at Metagreen Appalachian Music Park in Clay City. For information, check out the Metagreen page at WSKVFM.com.
Toyota South in Richmond is moving forward. Family owned and operated since 1915. Meet General Manager Charlie Johnson.
I was raised right here in Powell County by my grandparents. They taught me to be honest and treat others with courtesy and respect. And that's what you can expect from me. I would like to personally invite you to take the short drive to Toyota South in Richmond. Whether you're looking for a new or used vehicle, as General Manager at Toyota South, I will make your short drive well worth your time. Come see me soon at Toyota South in Richmond.
Toyota South in Richmond. Online at toyotasouth.com or call their friendly staff at 877-605-4326.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Army National Guard, aired by the Kentucky Broadcasters Association and this station.
Now's the time to get that chainsaw serviced and ready before winter firewood. Ace Hardware, right here in Stanton, services and sells all major brands. And now available at Stanton Ace Hardware, steel products. Stop by and check out their selection today. It's your Stanton Ace Hardware. Also, if you want the best deals as well as discount coupons, text ACE right now to 606-663-2811. That's ACE to 606-663-2811. Your Stanton Ace Hardware. Ace, the helpful place.
This is the Kentucky News Network.
A Kentucky man has pled guilty to a Clark County double murder. Ronnie Ellis faces two counts of murder, a wanton endangerment and tampering with evidence charge. He and seven others are charged with killing 16-year-old Adriana Castro and Kayla Holland during a gunfight in Winchester. Ellis's sentencing is scheduled for March. Unemployment rates fell in 85 Kentucky counties between October of 2018 and last month.
Jobless rates rose in 24 counties and stayed the same in the remaining 11 counties. Fayette and Oldham counties recorded the lowest jobless rates at 2.8% each. It was followed by Boone and Woodford counties, 2.9% each. McGoffin County recorded the state's highest unemployment rate at 10.9%. It was followed by Harlan County, 10.3%, and Leslie County, 8.8%. I'm Suzanne Duvall.
It's official. Kentucky's State Board of Elections voted unanimously this morning to certify the results of the election. After last week's re-canvass, Secretary of State Allison Lundergan Grimes confirmed Andy Beshear earned 5,136 more votes than Matt Bevin. The other election results, including Attorney General, Secretary of State, and Auditor, were also certified this morning. And a woman charged with murder says she was forced at gunpoint to kill a Pulaski County mother. Danelle Powell is charged with murdering Leanna Brumley. Detective Bobby Jones with the Pulaski County Sheriff's Office tells reporters another man charged in the case
hands her another sawed-off shotgun and tells Danelle Powell that if she doesn't shoot Leanna Brumley, that he's going to shoot her kids and make her watch and then kill her.
A grand jury will now decide whether or not to indict Powell. They'll also consider charges against Corky Hendricks and Gerald Hendricks, the other two charged in the case. I'm Haley Hansen.
This is the Kentucky News Network.
Checked your credit report lately? Don't fall for any scams.
Better Business Bureau's president and CEO, Rihanna Smith-Hamblin, has some tips.
Don't fall for emails that offer free credit reports. Look for grammatical and spelling errors, and don't click on any links. It could lead to identity theft. Go straight to the source, annualcreditreport.com, to get your free credit report up to 3 times per year. The site will ask for some personal information. For more tips, go to bbb.org.
When you're a dad, these kinds of quotes happen.
I don't know what twerking is, but I have some yard twerk that needs to get done.
Well, have you heard of a phone call? It's that new app on your phone.
The car looks good, son, but that muffler looks exhausted.
New jeans? They have holes in them.
Oh, no. I say these things now?
Yeah, but Safe Auto will get you a great car insurance quote in just 3 minutes. It could save you 25% at 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. You just keep the dad quotes coming.
Do you want a career that makes a positive impact in your community? Now's your chance to join our team. CoreCivic's Lee Adjustment Center in Beattyville, Kentucky, will be hosting a hiring event for correctional officers on Tuesday, December 3rd at 168 Lee Adjustment Center Drive in Beattyville, Kentucky. Stop by our facility between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. to learn more and see what career opportunities await you. Openings will go quick, so register and apply today at jobs.corecivic.com. That's jobs.corecivic.com. CoreCivic is an equal opportunity employer.
And we are back with Bluegrass Breakout, and we're here with Jen Tackett.
Hi.
Yes, indeed. We've just been having a great time. I hope that I don't wear you out today and that you'll want to come back again sometime
No.
soon, because this has been fun already, and we're only an hour and 6 minutes into our fun time together today. But we've been talking about your involvement with music and kind of how you got started and everything. What do you have coming up? What is it that you're working on, like, right now with your own music?
Okay, well, on Sunday at Al's Bar in Lexington, myself and Aaron Boyd are supporting Logan Carver. He's releasing a single called Kentucky. And so I'm really excited about that. Logan is from Georgetown. And so I'm excited to be, you know, supporting one of my local people. And I'm really proud of him with his music. And he's such a good, kind heart. I know I say that, but like about everybody. But, you know, I try to surround my people that have good hearts and kind hearts. And mm-hmm. he's such a great musician. I mean, he just played with Grayson at Grayson's album release. And he plays with Abby Hamilton. And I'm excited to see him shine on Sunday and get to share his music. And along with the show Sunday, he's collecting canned goods and food for the Amen House in Georgetown. And so if you come, you can bring canned goods and, you know, green beans and canned fruit and all those type of things. And we're taking them to Amen House so they can give them out for Thanksgiving. But if you go to his page on Facebook, Logan Carver, he's got a list of everything that we need. And he's got this cool poster that I think Sarah Gillum she created, but you get a free poster if you bring some food. So I'm excited to be a part of that.
Nice.
It's going to be fun.
Now, for folks who don't know, what is the Amen House that they're gathering the food for?
They take donations of clothes and food, and they give it to families in need in Georgetown. So they, you know, give out full dinners, and they have a place. Like during the winter, they accept coats and, you know, warm weather attire for people that can come in and just get them for free. So mm-hmm. everything's free that they give out for families in need.
So this is a recurring theme that I find in our current music scene. Just hearts that are charitable. And that is, to me, it's awesome that they set such a great example. But what is it like to be part of a community that cares so much?
Gosh.
Because every time I turn around, there is another benefit that an artist I know is participating in, or, you know, I mean, just taking your time and talent for that purpose to give.
Right.
What's that like to be a part of that?
Well, it's something truly special. And I just think that if you're blessed, then you need to share your blessings with others that are less fortunate. And like I said, we do have such a great community of people, and it is a community. And everybody has big hearts, and it just means a lot. You know, we did the Skynyrd tribute at the Borough, and we were able to raise money for the Hope Lodge in Lexington. And that's where families and people that are going through cancer treatments at the Markey Cancer Center can stay and live for free. And, you know, it's awesome when you work with people that when you mention doing something like that, they don't even second guess it. It's like, yes, that's what we're doing that. And, you know, like I said, when you have gifts, you've got to share them and you've got to make sure that you're helping other people too. I think that's important. I mean, it all comes back to you when you put it out there.
I think so too. Now, I don't believe in karma, but I do believe in sowing and reaping. I very much believe in that. If you sow tomato seed, you're not getting peppers. You're going to get tomatoes, right?
Right.
So, yeah. If you sow good, you're going to get good.
Right.
And vice versa. So, now you have got that coming up. What is kind of your, maybe not end game, but what is it that you want to do to kind of synergize all of the things that you're doing, and where are you taking them? Where are you going?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. You know, somebody asked me, and, you know, I said, all I really want to do is support my friends and support local music and support the venues. And my songwriting and songs and music is I do that for fun. And that's, you know, for me, is just as much for anybody. And I enjoy it. And I enjoy, you know, helping my friends. And, you know, I'm lucky that, you know, I work outside of music, you know, but some of my friends don't, and I want to make sure that they have the opportunities to be in front of audiences that appreciate them, and I want to help them sell those albums and sell that merch and give them you know, a platform to share their gifts and bring joy to those people out there. So, you know, my biggest thing is I want to make sure that we're creating a community in the music scene that is very supportive, and make sure that we keep that synergy and keep communities that appreciate it. You know, it takes good audiences to have good music too. And so I really try to make sure that, you know, we're not only support artists, but support the venues that, you know, we're lucky in Georgetown. We have three really awesome venues that support Kentucky music. We have Sláinte Public House, Country Boy Brewing, and also the Tipsy Cow Georgetown, which is a fairly new venue that we have. And I just want to make sure that, you know, there's the community support them, support the venues and the artists. So that's really kind of my end game. You know, my music is, I do it for fun, and I'm lucky that I get to do it for fun and help. I want to help, you know, younger artists, you know, kind of find their voice. And so, you know, education is very, very important to me, obviously, because that's my job. But I want to make sure that, you know, I help younger artists and new artists, you know, kind of find their voice and help them, you know, find their place in the music scene and welcome them. So, you know, really, you know, my aspirations are really to just kind of help keep the scene like a family, like it is, and welcome new people in it and help get people started in it and just support the people that are already here.
That is a wonderful thing to aspire to, and I support you in that. I genuinely do, because I think everything you mentioned is very important. And, you know, you had said something earlier about how you had the kids from Western Kentucky and how you kind of seemed to beam with a little more pride that you had some that they were into country and bluegrass. And there is kind of there's a special pride, I think, that we tap into because bluegrass is Kentucky music.
Absolutely.
And the country that has that bluegrass, well, even country comes from bluegrass.
Right.
So,
oh, yeah.
So there is this kind of pride that, you know, I'm not out there making bluegrass music, but when a kid, somebody young, is out there doing it, and I'm just like, how do you even know who that is? You know, but there's a pride,
yeah,
because it's like they're stepping into something that has already blossomed,
yeah,
and they're the next seed to drop, yeah, and grow another tree or something. What is that like to witness again and again? Like they get it and they actually do something that is historically Kentucky.
Yeah, I think it's so important that we, you know, keep that, the traditional music alive, like the ballad writing. This semester, like I said, I'm off. I'm doing a sabbatical from UK right now to finish a degree in arts administration. And I'm working with Kentucky Old Time Music and working with them. And I think it's just so important for people to realize the roots. And when you see young people that see those roots and recognize the importance, and then they have that passion enough to, you know, to carry that through. Like I said, I've seen some amazing banjo players and fiddle players and mandolin players come through my program that are just, and it's just exciting to see. You know, I think people tend to think, you know, teenagers aren't just listening to stuff that's on the radio. You know, there's kids mm-hmm. out there, you know, listening to Flat and Scruggs and really digging it. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited when I see them. And, you know, I try to introduce kids to all types of music when I work with them. You know, as far as like I want to introduce them to different songwriting styles, you know. I'm like, hey, you know, have you listened to John Moreland? You know, if you like, because I've had some kids that are into songwriting. I'm like, well, you need to listen to him, or, you know, St. Paul and the Broken Bones. It's going a different direction. But like, when you talk about people that sing with intensity, you know, I've shown them videos of Ian No. Because I'm like, you want to see intensity and power on a stage, watch Ian No.
Right.
Because that's emotion.
One. Yeah.
Because, you know, there's a lot of great singers. But then you have those people that have that intensity, and I tell them that it's not just about singing the perfect notes. It's about the emotion that you put in the songs too. And so I got way off track on that, So when kids realize the importance of tradition, and you know, I have in my office, I have a painting that my, awesome friend Josh Mitchum of Jericho Woods painted for me of Jean Ritchie. It's in my office, and I just think she's amazing. And I had to read her book for my Appalachian music class, and there was a line in it. She wrote, "Dreams came alive in the cornfield," and I was like, "Oh my gosh, that was me! Mm-hmm. That was me!" And there's lots of kids out there that dreams are coming alive in the cornfields, or maybe it's just their backyard, you know?
Right.
So I think that us as musicians and artists, we need to make sure that we're sharing all these different genres of music from past and current. Those people that are like the local Honeys that are keeping that sound, and Don Rogers and mm-hmm. Grits and Soul that are keeping that sound alive and making it relevant for artists and young people today and audiences alike. You know, we had the local Honeys play at our local Festival of the Horse, and it was right before the parade, so there was a lot of people there. And I mean, they had the audience, you know, and it was like just people that came for a parade that were just stopping in their tracks. And, you know, I think, you know, people might assume that, you know, bluegrass music and old time music is, you know, just for older people, but it's not. It's for everybody. Everybody can appreciate that craft that they have all fine-tuned so well mm-hmm. for us. We're pretty lucky to have those type of artists here in Kentucky that are embracing our past and bringing it up to, you know, our current life and I know taking it further into the future.
Well, and you know, I think too about how you've probably been seeing and hearing about the OK Boomer thing, where it's, I guess, the cool thing for young people to dismiss older people by saying OK Boomer.
Oh, I like, have not seen that.
Okay, well, it's apparently a thing. It's disrespectful.
I was going to say, yeah, you get in trouble.
It's pretty disrespectful. But there is a gap. There is kind of a disconnect between the generations. It's nothing new. There's always been a gap. But what makes me hopeful with music in particular is if you have young people who are preserving bluegrass and the old time music and the style that older people are already familiar with, there's a bridge that's been built there between right. generations. And it may be some small thing like that
yeah.
that helps the young person see the value of the older person. It may be that small thing that makes the older
right.
person
right.
see the value in the younger person.
Yeah.
It's a bridge.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think, you know, in terms of our society today and how we do kind of have a cancel culture where if we don't agree, we don't like, or
right,
we don't
right.
see obvious things we have in common, we write each other off.
Right.
Music is one of those things that does bring us together.
Oh, absolutely.
And how beautiful that, you know, you can have those bridges between generations and have people not only doing it, but getting excited about it. That's what makes me like, you know, want to tear up is when I see young people excited to play the old time music or to hear, you know, Lara is somebody that always comes to mind because when you drop a name, like you say something like Don Rogers, you know, 2 years ago, she's going, oh, he's a god, you know?
Right, right.
And I'm just like, I love you.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because she loved it.
Yeah.
And her circle of friends, whether they wanted to or not, now they love it. And just that infectious nature that music has,
right,
when you have somebody excited about it, you know, it is. It's bridge building.
It is. And it's people sharing their passion with that younger generation and taking that time. You know, like I talked about Wes and Aaron Smith, you know, taking the time out to talk to those boys, you know, at teen conference. It's about people, you know, realizing that not all teenagers are bad. You know, don't write off, you know, Okay Boomer may have been a reflection because it seems like a lot of people have written off an entire generation.
Right.
And saying they're selfish. Well, I'm here to tell you that I work with kids that are some of the best people mm-hmm. and musicians on the planet. And so I think, you know, putting the labels, you know, that obviously there's generational differences. But I think, like you said, music can bring those people together and start those conversations. I think I did a Songs and Spirits show at Sancha Public House, and wanted to do a songwriter's round with an educational component where they talked about their songwriting and had like a question answer. And then I brought in a bourbon archaeologist that talked about the history of bourbon in Georgetown. And I brought in three very different artists. I brought in Sean Whiting, you know, who's like Southern rock, mm-hmm. Abby Hamilton, who's, you know, folk Americana, and then George Moulton, who is country, classic country. And so the audience, they all brought in different people to hear them, but the audience was into everybody. And then at one point, George was playing lead guitar, Sean was singing, George was playing lead guitar, and Abby was singing harmony. And I was like, this is what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can all, you know, be in a room and hear different artists and different genres and come together. And I think if we all kind of accepted that and not this, you know, us versus them kind of thing. And mm-hmm. music does awesome things when you put a group of people together in
Absolutely.
A room.
Especially when you remember we're all one tribe, people.
Right.
We are all one tribe. Well, we are going to play a tune because I'm very quickly doing what I did last hour. I'm running out of my breaks here, and because I'm really excited to talk with you. We share so many things that we're passionate about, but I really want to hear you sing too.
Okay.
So I tell you what, let's take a short break, and I will cue up a song so that we have time to get you set up.
Okay.
And when we come back, we're going to hear Jen Tackett.
All right.
Some of her
good.
Originals is originals
yeah,
you're going to do
absolutely.
For us?
Yeah.
I'm excited. All right. You're listening to Bluegrass Breakout. We will be right back.
Toyota South in Richmond is moving forward. Family owned and operated since 1915. Meet General Manager Charlie Johnson.
I was raised right here in Powell County by my grandpa. They taught me to be honest and treat others with courtesy and respect. And that's what you can expect from me. I would like to personally invite you to take the short drive to Toyota South in Richmond. Whether you're looking for a new or used vehicle, as General Manager at Toyota South, I will make your short drive well worth your time. Come see me soon at Toyota South in Richmond.
Toyota South in Richmond. Online at toyotasouth.com or call their friendly staff at 877-605-4326.
Okay, have you had it with the big box store stuff that makes you build all your own furniture? And those bargain basement brands are no bargain because they end up, well, in the basement. So where do you turn when you want good-looking, affordable furniture that will last? Hearst Furniture and Appliance. At Hearst Furniture and Appliance, you'll get reasonable prices and furniture that looks good and is built to last. Best of all, Hearst Furniture and Appliance is locally owned and operated. So whenever you want to the owner, they're right there. Affordable financing and delivery is always available. Get first quality furniture and appliances at a price that you will. Only at Hearst Furniture and Appliance, off the Mountain Parkway, exit 22 on Blackburn Street in Stanton. And online at HearstFurnitureAndAppliance.com.
Mm-hmm.
mountains of the lie could swallow you. But what's worse, boys, is the tempting they'll do. 'Cause way down deep, you can't see the lie. That's when the fight's the hardest to fight. Getting out ain't easy, they've made it that way. They'll put food on your table, long as you got nothing to say. So put on them work boots, lace them up tight. Be ready to run, or be ready to fight. What the company's been doing won't ever be right. Be ready to run, or be ready to fight. If you choose to run, you better run far. There ain't much else around here you don't stick in your arm. If you choose to fight, don't count on the wind. Company's rule, that's how it's always been. So put on them work boots, lace them up tight. Be ready to run, or be ready to fight. What the company's been doing won't ever be right. Be ready to run, or be ready to fight. Oh, be ready to run, son, oh, be ready to fight.
And that was Jeremy Short of Short & Company with Mountains of the Like. You are listening to Bluegrass Breakout here on Pickup Country 104.9 FM, WSKV, and on the web at listenlikealocal.com. And Jen, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, what is it that you're going to be playing for us?
I'm going to play a song I wrote called Grassy Creek.
Okay, let me hear you talk just a little bit more to make sure I've got you up where you need to be.
All right. Well, I'll tell you kind of how I wrote this song. I was turning right at a stop sign, and I guess I wasn't turning fast enough for this lady, and she honked at me, and she told me I was number one but didn't use her pointer finger, if you know what I mean.
I think I know what you're talking about.
And my little boy was like, "What is she doing?" I was like, "Well, she's just hurrying up to wait." And I was like, "Oh, that's a line in a song."
That is a good one. All right. Well, here she is, Jen Tackett. Take it away.
She grew up on the left fork of the hollow in a little white warm shack. And she longs for those simple times, living out your praise for the day she'll go back. Says you're all hurrying up to wait and pushing wheels to dull the pain, smiling and making all of those pictures. You're all keeping up with the Jones plugged into your cellular phones, but you don't know the name of your neighbor. Take me back. Grassy
She always stopped to smell the flowers. Now the concrete's creeping in, and she longs for those simple loving times. And every night she asks for God's right hand. She says you're all hurrying up to wait and pushing pills to dull the pain. Smiling big in all of those pictures. You're all keeping up with the Jones, plugged into your cellular phones. But you don't know the name of your neighbor. Take me back to Grassy Creek. And she longs for those simple loving times. And every night she prays for the day she'll go to bed. Says you're all hurrying up to wait and pushing pills to dull the pain. Smiling, binging all of those pictures. You're all keeping up with the Jones, plugged into your cellular phones. But you don't know the name of your neighbor. Take me back. Take me back. Take me back to Grassy Creek.
Wonderful job. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, and just a little something to give you a smile. I just got the nicest email.
Aww.
From a Logan Carver.
Oh, hey, Logan.
And he has sent me his new single.
Oh, yay!
That you were telling us about.
Awesome.
So when you're finished and come back in the studio, I said, we'll play that if it's okay with you. So I think he'll be okay with it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So are you going to do us another one?
Yeah, we'll do another one.
All right.
All right. So I told you I grew up on a farm in Georgetown. And we lived in a couple of different houses, but on one of the farms that we grew up on, Jesse James' mom actually lived in one of the houses. And it's super cool. And I always kind of knew I wanted to write a song about her, but I didn't really know what I wanted to write about until I became a mom. And I was like, man, what kind of mom guilt did Zerelda James have? So this is about Zerelda James and mom guilt.
Awesome. Let's hear it.
Checking the door. Every time she hears a sound, it's been a while since he's come around. It's a love-hate relationship, 'cause she knows what's following him. What she wouldn't do to see his sweet face, despite his disgrace, he still had a place. Cries in the night, praying, Lord, keep him safe. She knows it's the devil that's keeping him away. But all the gold in California can't free her from this pain. Some things you can't change, Mrs. James. Stop by one night. Left a suitcase by the door. This one's different. A little smaller than before. The tight smile, she hides her pain. But she knows there's nothing stopping this train. What she wouldn't do to go back in time. Before his cries, he's a troubled mind. Cries in the night, praying, Lord, keep him safe. She knows it's the devil that's keeping him. things you can't change, Mrs. James. Zelda was her name, but she'll only be known as Mrs. James. Rides in the night, praying, Lord, keep him safe. She knows it's the devil that's keeping him away. But all the gold in California can't free him from this pain. Some things you can't change, Mrs. James. No, there's some things you can't change, Mrs. James. No, there's some things you can't change, Mrs. James. All the things you can't change, Mrs. James.
Jen Tackett, y'all. All right, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, more with Jen Tackett.
Pick up country.
Today is Thursday, November 21st, and taking a look at our three-day forecast, for today, a 10% chance of scattered sprinkles with isolated showers, increasing clouds with a high near 65. For tonight, a 70% chance of showers, cloudy with a low around 46. For Friday, an 80% chance of showers with a steady temperature around 51 degrees. For Friday night, a 50% chance of showers, cloudy with a low around 39. And for your Saturday, showers are likely, cloudy with a high near 53, chance of precipitation is 70%. For Saturday night, a 50% chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 32.
Appalachian Wireless is transforming the way you upgrade your smartphone. Trade in, trade up, and experience the benefits of Appalachian Wireless's trade-in program. Head into any Appalachian Wireless retail location or go to AppalachianWireless.com to get an estimate on your device. Use or apply your device credit towards your new Appalachian Wireless device or account. It's that simple. Just another way Appalachian Wireless proves better service and bigger savings. That's today's Appalachian Wireless.
Your Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram time
is 2:37.
Attorney Teddy Flint has represented people with injuries for many years. Teddy Flint represents people who have been injured on a contingency fee basis, which means he doesn't get paid unless he recovers damages for you. These damages may include money for pain and suffering, in addition to lost earning capacity and expenses associated with medical treatment. Teddy also takes cases involving injuries at work, including harassment and wrongful termination. If you can no longer work, Teddy Flint and his associates can help you obtain your Social Security benefits. Call Teddy Flint for a free consultation. And remember, he doesn't get paid unless you do. This is an advertisement. Court costs may be the responsibility of the client.
This one's called Barn Burner. This is what we're going to have tonight.
Roll beer me up. Fill my cup. Fill the tank full of gasoline. We got a Stratocaster, a J45, and the basement's shopping me. We got old lady with a silly cat. Dinner should pull down at the bar. Two free drinks per band member each. Yeah, it ain't gonna get us too far. It's gonna be real barn burner. Oh, we ain't getting out of this town alive.
You just heard If Birds Could Fly, recorded live at the Steam Engine Session Room at the Steam Engine Pizza Pub in Irvin, Kentucky.
And you are listening to Bluegrass Breakout here on Pickup Country, 104.9 FM, WSKV, and on the web at listenlikealocal.com. And my, what a great time we have had today, Jen Tackett.
Thank you so much for having me. This has been fun.
And I love the last song that you did was like, see, I take different spells. It's like some days I want to hear just happy, really just joyful stuff. And then other times I'm just like, ooh, give me some dark kind of story that's hard really to hear, but I love it. Yeah. And that kind of put me in that kind of darkness. But it was a beautiful song.
Thank you.
You're a great songwriter.
Thank you.
You really are.
Like I said, that house was on the farm that we lived on, and I just thought it was so cool that Jesse James' mom and my cousin, he's hilarious, and he's always asked my dad, he's like, I know there's Jesse James gold on that farm, and I know you know where it is. And like, we're still poor. We've been poor all our life. We ain't found it yet.
Keep looking. It's my turn up. Now, you had shared with us a little while ago about Logan Carver.
Yes.
And he was so gracious to send an email. He said that Grayson Jenkins sent me your information, and I wanted to pass along my new single, Kentucky, to you. You can find more information at the link below. So I'm going to tell you where the link is so you can go. It is logancarver.com. And go check him out. He's got his own website. We're about to hear his song. Can you tell us something about Logan? Or should I read some stuff off of his... Here, let me read something that he's written here.
Okay.
Kentucky, the song, was written during a four-month stint living in Guatemala. I realized how much I loved living in Kentucky, the culture of Kentucky, and, most importantly, the people of Kentucky. This song is an earnest expression of my love for this great Commonwealth. Lexington songwriter Grayson Jenkins helped me out with the lyrics, and the track was recorded in the summer of 2019. And he's got some pictures here. He's a good-looking little feller.
Oh, my gosh. He's so sweet. I just... It's what you say he's good looking. You know, I'm going to tell this story on myself. The first time he had messaged me about playing or something, or I'd messaged him, and I had him confused with the guy from Lilac.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, no, I don't play in Lilac. And I was like, oh, gosh, I have you with the romp. So I got him confused the first time. But I will not get you confused again, Logan. I promise you. But he played at the Festival of the Horse, our local festival in Georgetown. Like I said, you know, he's a Scott County, Georgetown boy, and he's fantastic. He's just got a great voice. He's a great songwriter. And like I said, I'm happy for people to come out Sunday and see him and celebrate the song, because it's a beautiful song, and he's just a beautiful person.
Awesome. Well, with that, I can't add anything. So we're just going to let Logan, as soon as I stop this other craziness that's happening, we're just going to let Logan do what he does. This is his song called Kentucky. So this is to you, Kentucky, if you're listening.
to have God on my side, but I must have Kentucky.
And see, that's what happens sometimes whenever you're doing live radio. You just mess stuff up. But the good news is that we are going to be adding that to our library. So you're going to hear that here on Pickup Country. That is such a beautiful song. Let me tell you about Logan Carver. His website, logancarver.com /Kentucky. And you can find the full song.
Or you can come Sunday.
Or you can come Sunday.
To the Al's Bar. I start at 7, and then Aaron Boyd, and then Logan. And Logan and I are doing a duet, and I'm so excited about it. And I want everybody to come and support him, and we're doing a really fun song.
Well, I see why you're excited. He's got a great voice.
Isn't it beautiful?
Beautiful voice. He also has a music page on Facebook, Logan Carver Music, and lots of nice pictures there as well. But they've got the announcement there, November 24th, 7 p.m., Al's Bar in Lexington. Logan Carver, Aaron Boyd, Jen Tackett. He's going to be doing his single release that I abruptly cut off. I won't put that on Jen. It was on me.
Just say it was a sneak peek.
It was a sneak peek. There you go. We just teased you with a little of it, see? You got to go hear him to hear the whole thing. But indeed, that I can see why you're so proud and excited.
Yeah. And like, it was funny because I met him and I found out that my best friend, Kelly Moses, we've been friends since we were 3 years old, was his music teacher. And she loves him. She loves him too. So, like I said, we're excited. I'm hoping she's going to come out and see him too on Sunday. So.
That is super special.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you were listening to Bluegrass Breakout, and I'm so sorry that I messed that up for you guys. We're going to play one more tune here. I want to grab something by somebody that's kind of your favorite and kind of mine too, and that is Luna and the Mountain Jets. Here they are with That Thing You Said, and I won't cut it off.
Was it with your tone? You won't.
Luna and the Mountain Jets. That thing you said. And here in studio, Miss Jen Tackett. Now, you were telling me that there is some really cool stuff happening in Nashville that some folks would want to know about.
Yeah. December 13th, myself and Chelsea Nolan and Beck Smallwood from Beck and the Starlight Review and Tiffany Williams, we're doing a house show in Nashville with Tom Vrim, who produced Chelsea's album.
Nice.
So we're doing that on Friday night. And then on Sunday, we're going to play at Martin's Barbecue. We are doing a kind of a Kentucky takeover of their Nashville Night Showcase that we do. And Prototype is going to be playing, myself, and Beck and the Starlight Review. So we're excited to go to Nashville and have some fun.
No doubt. Yeah. No doubt. Make some music.
Yeah, buy some Christmas presents or probably stuff ourselves. And that's always how it happens when you mm-hmm. say you're going to buy everybody Christmas presents and then you see boots.
Yeah, stuff you really want. So tell folks where they can find more of you and more about what you do.
Okay. Well, if you go to Kentucky4H.org and you can look under Performing Arts, Expressive Arts, and you can look for all of our programs that we do in those areas. And then I have a YouTube page, just Jen Tackett. And I have an Instagram account, Jen Tackett Music. And I don't have a Facebook page. I just have my personal account, but you can look me up there too.
All right. Well, again, thank you so much for coming and traveling all this way to share with us.
Thank you for having me.
I appreciate it so very much. And I know that our listeners do as well. And I hope you'll make time to come back.
Absolutely.
Because this time just completely flew by.
It went by so fast.
Like, blink, it's over. All right. Well, guys, you've been listening to Bluegrass Breakout here on Pickup Country 104.9 FM and on the web at listenlikealocal.com. And we are going to be getting out of here in just a second. But first, I have to wish a happy birthday to my grandfather, Cecil Oldfield.
Aww.
You are just amazing. And I know you love to go around and tell everybody and brag how you're not even on medicine as old as you are. And I'm not going to tell your age, but wow.
Get it, Cecil.
Yeah, you're awesome. And we love you. And we're so excited to see you and spend some time with you. And I hope you just have had a wonderful day. I really do. And besides that, I also need to tell you guys, I'll be back with you on Tuesday. It feels so weird to say that. I will be back with you on Tuesday from right here at the Estill Studio and right here at 1 o'clock. And I need to look and see. I don't know if I have anybody scheduled or not. I've had people that are scheduling to come in and be on the show. I just lined up Sarah Beth Terry.
Yeah.
For in December. I am so excited to have her on. I actually had planned to play one of her songs, but the time flew so quickly I didn't
I'm
get...
a talker. I apologize.
I didn't know. Don't apologize. I've had a great time. But yeah, so just stay in tune. I'll tell you, I guess, who's coming up next week when I get everything finalized. But I appreciate y'all tuning in and making me part of your Tuesday. And I'm going to leave you with a little bit of Chelsea Nolan on my way out. And I'm just going to tell y'all, be blessed. Have a great afternoon. Go check out Jen Tackett. Go check out Logan Carver. And y'all take care. I love y'all. Ain't nothing you can do about it.
Been spending most of my time in these East Kentucky hills with this foolish thought inside my head that these songs are my baby.